It may be largely a virtual meeting, but there's still hustle and bustle outside the IMF's headquarters in downtown Washington, and their sharp focus on one dominant theme, that Russia's invasion of Ukraine has an economic impact far beyond those two countries alone.
Compared to our January forecast, we have revised our projection for global growth downwards to 3.6% in both 2022 and 2023. This reflects the direct impact of the war on Ukraine and sanctions on Russia, with both countries projected to experience steep contractions. The growth outlook for the European Union has been revised downward by 1.1 percentage points due to the indirect effects of the war.
Sanctions have a two-way impact. The World Bank has suspended operations in Russia, but the financial damage to the Putin government is offset by the fact that it continues to retain $120 billion that were owed to international banks, money that's unlikely to now be returned. And while some Western leaders are seeking to expel Russia from the IMF, there is simply no mechanism to do so.
The IMF's Articles of Agreement do not mention expelling a country for waging war. A country can be expelled for falsifying data, or as was the case with then Czechoslovakia in 1954, for not informing the IMF of a change in the exchange rate. But invading a neighboring country is not grounds for expulsion.
Financial leaders from the US, Canada, and the UK boycotted a virtual meeting with Russia's finance minister on Wednesday. But at risk in this process of isolating Russia is the entire global economic order, in particular the future of the Group of 20 Nations, the G20, which has played a dominant role in rebuilding the world's economy since the recession in 2008.
That organization is unfortunately defunct now, with Russia being isolated from the global financial system and China trying to play both ways. So there is no global economic coordinating mechanism, and that means countries will try to retreat and protect their own finance as much as possible.
And that is precisely the type of dangerous unilateral action the IMF and the G20 within it was formed to prevent. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.